When I was a kid, our family would always put out the nativity set, and we had this really nice set that my mom had painted, and the colors were just phenomenal on the different figures. But I loved to just sit there and stare at it when I was a kid, and I really liked the Magi. You know, there was something mysterious about these great kings from the East with their exotic clothing and, you know, the fancy containers that they were holding their gifts in. And just to think about the long journey that they went on following the star. And of course, the gifts themselves that they brought, the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And each one of these gifts had important symbolism. The gold symbolized the kingship of Jesus Christ, that he's the King of Kings. The frankincense, which we're using at Mass today, we're using frankincense from Bethlehem. That's a symbol of the priesthood and his divinity. You use incense in the worship and adoration of God. And myrrh is used to embalm bodies. And so it symbolized the sacrifice that Jesus Christ would make. As we reflect upon these gifts, I think one of the things we can think about is that the Magi could have kept these gifts for themselves. I'm sure they would have had other uses for them. You know, gold, you can buy a lot of stuff with gold. You know, they could have probably sold the myrrh and frankincense or used it themselves. But they decided to offer these as gifts to our Lord. And these gifts were worth far more given to Christ than they would have been worth if they kept them for themselves. You know, if they had kept them for themselves, it would have just faded into the history and into oblivion. But instead, they became an offering to the King of Kings and a piece of the history of salvation. And these gifts would be remembered for thousands of years. And even to this day, we're still talking about these gifts that were brought before Jesus Christ. And I'm sure we still will be going into eternity. You know, these events have been told and retold by countless millions of people. And as we reflect upon this, I think we can apply this to ourselves as well. That our gifts and the things that we can offer to Jesus Christ are worth far more if we lay them down before Jesus Christ than if we keep them for ourselves. You know, what sort of gifts do we have to offer? All of us have different gifts to offer, and there's a wide variety of different gifts. I know a Catholic business owner who has a fleet of semi-trucks that they use for transporting goods in his business. And on the back of each one of the trailers, there's a giant image of a baby. And it says, "Life, a beautiful choice." And so his trucks that are going from coast to coast across the country all have this image on the back. And I've seen hundreds of semi-trucks, maybe even thousands on the expressways. And every single one of them is just a piece of equipment. Except these trucks are different. Because they're billboards for the gospel of life. And they have the power to touch souls and to break through people's reality and to convey to them the sacredness of life. And so these trailers are worth far more than every single other trailer that's going back and forth across our country. Because these trailers have been given to Jesus Christ in order to preach his gospel. Now, what other gifts can we offer? Certainly our financial resources. You know, we can spend extra money on ourselves. You know, it's nice to have a meal at a restaurant every now and then or to take a nice trip somewhere. But when we use the resources that we've been given and give that money to the needs of the poor, we're participating in the mission of mercy that Jesus Christ has called us to. And so that money, rather than just spending it on ourselves, becomes an act of charity. And the love of Jesus Christ flows through us when we use it for that purpose. Or when we give money to the support of the church, it helps to participate in the mission of proclaiming the gospel to all nations. Or when we use the resources that we have for the good of our families, you know, that's our for parents, that's their vocation in life, and to be sacrificial in terms of being generous to their families. You know, when we do that, these gifts become part of something greater, Christ's mission of salvation. And so the money that we have is worth far more when we give it for the sake of Jesus Christ than to just use it for ourselves. When we think about our homes can be hopefully a safe place where we can live and relax, and that's fine. But there's a tradition in the church of consecrating our homes to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. And there have been people in our parishes who have done the Schoenstatt or other forms of consecration where they've dedicated their homes to our Lord. And when we do that, in a special way, we're setting aside our homes as a place where Jesus Christ can reign more fully. We consecrate our homes as a place where Jesus Christ can operate, and it's part of His kingdom. And so when we do that, our homes can take on a greater meaning. If we look at a marriage, you know, non-Christians can have happy marriages, and it can bring a level of natural happiness, which is a great thing. But when we consecrate a marriage to Jesus Christ, it's worth far more. The family becomes a domestic church when parents are open and generous to saying yes to life and are willing to welcome the lives that our Lord offers to them. And when parents take their responsibility seriously to pass on the faith and to instill the faith in their children, suddenly the family becomes more than just a place of natural happiness. It becomes a household with the mission of filling the ranks of heaven with saints. And so it takes on a greater meaning and a greater significance when a marriage is offered to Jesus Christ. For many of us, our time is one of the most valuable things that we have. And it's certainly important and great to come to Mass each week. You know, that's what our Lord calls us to do. Those are one of the Ten Commandments, to worship and adore the Lord. But to consecrate our time in a greater way. You know, for young people, you know, for our boys in the parish to be altar servers, they're dedicating their time to service of the Lord in a special way. Or people who have musical gifts to be cantors, or people who volunteer with St. Vincent de Paul, or other ways that we can give of our time for the sake of the parish. It might be a small gift, but any gift that we can offer to Jesus Christ is worth far more. Time that we spend in Eucharistic adoration is worth far more than that time that we could have spent watching TV or doing something else. And so, as we reflect upon the gifts of the Magi and how they undertook this great journey to travel great distances to worship Jesus Christ and to lay their gifts down before Him, I encourage each one of us to reflect upon the gifts that we have and what we can offer to Jesus Christ this Epiphany. And perhaps there's something that we can think of that we haven't given before that we can offer to our Lord and lay down before Him. Because as we can see with the Magi, our gifts, no matter how big or how small they are worth far more when they're given to Jesus Christ.